Lucille by Kathleen Brady. The book is subtitled The Life of Lucille Ball. 1. Around her, people rocked with laughter. The skinny 14-year-old girl with chestnut hair and vibrant blue eyes was less aware of the performer in front of her than she was of the extreme effect he was having on the people in the theater. Her name was Lucille Ball, and she sat motionless, no longer caught up like the others, but simply trying to figure out how the man was able to so delight them. On a stage bare except for a single chair, a table, and a glass, Julius Tannen, tall, dour, and dressed in a business suit, stood in the stark spotlight and delivered a monologue that at first convulsed, then sobered the people of Jamestown, New York. Firing off observations on matrimony, politics, and life in the mid-1920s, he delayed his punchlines just long enough for the sense of human folly to possess his audience. Exactly what Tannen said that day she would never quite remember, but his usual routine was to become several characters, women as well as men, each speaking a different dialect and uttering a different plaint. Although his humor did not survive vaudeville, in his day Tannen was considered brilliant and became known for such signature lines as, "Pardon me for being late, I squeezed out too much toothpaste and couldn't get it back," and "I sent my collars out to the laundry to be sharpened." He also had the gift for ad-libbing in the demands of the moment. Once in New York City, when a loud noise boomed from backstage and interrupted his monologue, he shouted, "Sneak thieves!" Another time, a theater's mouse catcher wandered out in the middle of his performance, and Tannen hissed it away, saying, "This is a monologue."